What is up, everybody? Welcome to this Trainwreck Sports Podcast, where we are here to pay the bills, sponsored by Outlet Liquor, your place to buy a case. We weren't planning on a podcast today. I don't think Bills fans were planning on any real news today. We're going to have a nice, easy day. Bunt put out a nice video talking about, you know, potential late-round wide receiver targets to add to the wide receiver room. Now we've got a desperate need of a wide receiver room. As if you were under a rock, Stephon Diggs traded to the Houston Texans for a 2025 second round pick. The Bills also sent a fifth round pick next year and a sixth round pick this year. And we're here to break it all down. It's a reaction pod. Bunty, I mean, bro, I don't even know where to start. It's one of the more shocking days in Bills history. I mean, we knew that, well, we didn't know. There was rumblings of issues the past couple of years with Diggs. Last night he sent out the "you sure" tweet, which I'm sure will live in infamy in Bills fans history. But what was you've been able to sit with it for about, you know, 6-7 hours now, but what was your initial reaction and how has it kind of developed over the day since the news broke?
Yeah, I was shocked when I first saw the tweet from Adam Schefter. I had to click on it, make sure there was a blue check mark, make sure it was the real Adam Schefter account to make sure that this trade actually really did take place. It's just wild. One of the craziest days ever was the day that the Bills traded for Stephon Diggs. And now, equally crazy, is the day getting rid of Stephon Diggs. And to me, what this really says is that the Bills were just tired of everything going on behind the scenes. I know there's been a lot of debate the past year. Was it an act? Was it the media overreacting to things? What was the truth of what was going on? I like to use the hot crazy matrix for this. Basically, the better the receiver you are, the more crazy you're allowed to get away with. But as your skill set starts to decline a little bit, as you get a little bit older and you're still getting all that money, the craziness doesn't seem as appealing anymore. And that's kind of what happened with the Buffalo Bills here, where I think they saw an opportunity to move on and basically eat the dead cap this year, be free of it next year, going into the future, replace him with a talented young rookie and a lesser contract, and basically be embracing the youth movement going forward.
So as you just referenced here, you said the hot, crazy metrics. We're looking at it on the screen if you're watching along on YouTube or on Twitter. So he eventually got into the danger zone. Is what you're saying. We're in the date zone, we're in the wife zone, then the danger zone has been starting this offseason. I couldn't agree more, man. It seems like there's no way this move makes sense, and there's no way you take on this cap hit and you take on the ramifications in the fan base. It's obviously, as you said, you worked on this video earlier today to put out about late first round receivers. That was to add to the room, not as a, you know, now a glaring hole on the roster for wide receiver one. And you only do this if, honestly, for me, it's if Stephon Diggs asked for it or demanded it or threatened to not show up to offseason activities, which he didn't show up to all the offseason activities last year, training camp, whatever it else. Maybe it never got that far. Maybe the Bills were just like, listen, if he's asking for this now, let's just get it out of the way, you know, as soon as we possibly can. I'm sure that we're going to get some more explanations in the coming weeks from the great Bills beat reporters that have probably been sitting on some stuff for a couple years and stuff that they've heard from within the locker room and just things that have happened with Stephon Diggs. I'm sure we'll hear from Stephon Diggs himself at some point this summer. But right now I couldn't agree with you more on where you came at it with. It was just wasn't worth it anymore. It wasn't worth the headache. It wasn't worth the drama, the speculation happening every summer. And this is a team that was looking for a reset as it was already, right? Like we saw the last couple of weeks, the last time I was on here, we're talking about, you know, Jordan Poyer and Tre'Davious White and Mitch Morse all being gone. It's a huge leadership void in the team, but also just a kind of a shifting of an era. And this is kind of not the nail in the coffin I was expecting to happen, but this feels like the nail in the coffin of that old era and firmly putting the pressure onto Josh Allen to kind of carry this team a little bit more, right?
Yeah, this is a sign that they're ready to move on to the next stage of Josh Allen's career. You've had guys like Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Trey White, Mitch Morse, Stephon Diggs that have really been instrumental pieces in the last 4 to 7 years in this team being one of the top organizations in football. But many of them are on the wrong side of 30. And really, can you justify continuing to pay them big bucks going forward for inevitable declining production? And I think with Diggs, there was a lot of evidence that something might eventually happen. I didn't expect it to be right now. I thought maybe a year from now they could. The dead cap next year wasn't, it's not good, but it was doable. I definitely thought next year was going to be the start of that period where you start questioning, will he be here? Will he be gone? 2 years from now, I was basically locking it in that he was going to be off the team. But let's go through a little timeline of things. I think year one, year two in Buffalo, Stephon Diggs, he was doing great, having the best years of his career. I really think going into that Cincy game, something changed because the lashing out, we all tried to downplay it, that it's just emotion. He's just passionate. He wants to win. He lashed out on his quarterback, and it was seen all over national television. I get it. Football players are intense, but that was a side we hadn't seen before them. And then, so we try to downplay it. A lot of people didn't talk that up, just football players being football players. Then minicamp comes. He doesn't show up the first day. Sean McDermott says, this is very concerning. Now, there's rumors that Diggs and Allen weren't really talking that offseason. Now, I don't know how much of that ever was really discussed, how much people wanted to make a big deal of it or not, but there was some talk that their relationship already had some fractures in it before that period of time. Then you talk about the summer. It just wouldn't go away. The networks kept talking about it, July, August, September, October. And each time there was an opportunity to really shut it down, Diggs never really did. Now, he had the one time when he said, I want to retire a Bill and I want to be in this organization. But that felt more talking to the press at a press conference situation, more PR. This is what you should say, Stephon. But then you have his brother tweeting things. He didn't shut it down. You have other people tweeting things, saying things about the Bills and Diggs, not shutting it down. Kay Adams asking Stephon Diggs, do you envision seeing yourself on the Bills next year? And he's like, hey, you know, it's not really in my control. Someone that wanted to be on the Bills would say, I hope so. Like, I signed that extension. I love this city. I love the people. I love the organization. I want to be here the rest of my life. He was always noncommittal in so many of his answers. And I think the real, real answer that something was up was when they decided to cut Morse, Poyer, Trey, instead of restructuring Diggs' contract. If they restructured his contract, they would be pushing money down, but it would have been a commitment that, yes, we envision you being on this team for the foreseeable future. When they didn't restructure, I remember telling people, his time is coming close to an end in Buffalo. Now, like I said, didn't expect it to be right away, but that was a sign. And now we're even seeing the tweet from Joe Mixon talking about discussing with Diggs a few weeks ago about trying to manufacture a move to where they could be on the same team. What this says is that Diggs was never being serious when he said he wanted to retire Buffalo Bill. That was lip service. He didn't mean it. And behind the scenes, he probably wanted out. It also means, was he trolling half the time? I mean, he did the same thing in Minnesota and it led to a trade. Does the same thing in Buffalo, leads to a trade. We're just biased because we're Bills fans and we didn't want to believe it. I always say, how do you evaluate what something means? Pretend you're a fan of any other team in the NFL and you see what Diggs is doing. You'd be like, oh, that guy wants out of here. Mm-hmm. That would be your conclusion if you saw any other player in the NFL do that on their team. And a lot of us were in denial about it, but I think there was obvious signs. And then the last thing I'll say before tossing it back to you, I know a lot of us dismiss Stephen A. Smith talking about Diggs wanting out because he's not a football guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about in the NFL. Here's the thing. He might not be a football guy. He might not know an ounce of football. But Stephen A. Smith is one of the most connected people in sports media. And you better believe, I don't know if it was Diggs. I don't know if it was his brother, his family member, somebody in his posse. But for Stephen A. Smith to go on television, not once, but multiple times, say, Diggs ain't happy in Buffalo. He wants out. Smith knew something. And the way Brandon Bean skirted around the trade question earlier today, too, He didn't answer it. Did Stephon Diggs request a trade out of Buffalo? Well, I just don't want to get into the business details of things. We and Stephon have had our talks, and we've had good conversations. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Things were not what Bills fans wanted to believe. We wanted to believe that it was all an act. We wanted to believe that it was all some troll job, that he was just having fun with us. The truth is, Stephon Diggs, after a couple very happy years in Buffalo, got to the point where he wanted out, and he got his wish.
Well said, my friend. That was one of the things I wanted to bring up about the Bean press conference. The main thing was exactly what you just said. The no comment, if they wanted to say that Diggs didn't request a trade and he didn't request a trade and it was a team decision, Bean's coming out there immediately and just being like, no, this was a team decision. We felt it was best. The non-committal answer is the answer, is all the answer you need. Diggs asked for this trade. This is something that he wanted. It's a great point about, you know, he got his way in Minnesota. And this is exactly what he did there. The tea leaves were there. Minnesota fans didn't want to believe it. Then the next thing you know, he's getting moved out for the first round pick, the Bills' first round pick, and coming into here. It's a great point about other fan bases, because if you look at all those tweets, the ones that we're talking about now that are going to be, you know, looked over as evidence, basically, that this was coming to a head at some point for years to come. Underneath every single one of them, if you look into replies, there's a Photoshop.
Vikings fans warning us.
Well, Vikings fans warning you, and a Photoshop from 30 other teams in the league that are like,
yeah, like home, they had bro. The Diggs Photoshop for the last 2 months, like last month on FanDuel. It was the Texans. I was like,
yes.
Did they know something? Was this like known in other circles?
Well, did you see who the person is who put that out there last month too with the Texans Photoshop? It was Antonio Brown. It was CTE ESPN who said Stephon Diggs is trying to make a move for the Houston Texans.
And that's the thing. He was probably talking.
Exactly. This
was probably more known than what we wanted to believe. And God, man, it's just wild because we wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. Many fans wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. But like I said, when you're in another fan base and you're seeing what's happening, it seems crystal clear. And I think a lot of us were in denial about what was happening. Now, I will say this. Even with everything happening with Diggs, like I told you, that dead cap of $31.1 million, I didn't personally think the Bills would trade him. I thought the Bills would just be like, you know what? This guy, he can be an act sometimes. He can be a lot. Yes, he doesn't defend his teammates and social media like he should sometimes. Yeah, he sometimes can be a little bit much, but he's a great player, and we need him going forward. We can buy time by drafting someone in the first, second round, develop them, and then when his play does truly decline more, we can move on. I was surprised they took the hit right now. That really told me that things inside the locker room, maybe not even with his teammates, because I bet you his teammates liked him, but it tells me that there were certain individuals within the organization that got to the point they no longer wanted to deal with it anymore, whether that be Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, someone else on the coaching staff, management, other players. But it's obvious it got to the point where they no longer wanted it to be their problem. And when you think about it, short-term hit, long-term, you get a wide receiver in the top 28 and the guy pans out, you free up the cap, the next couple of years going forward, it's not as bad as what people were making it seem at first. And you look at Keenan Allen, I think, got a fourth round pick. Amari Cooper, a couple of years, a fifth round pick. Second round pick next year from Minnesota, a team that might be in the bottom 10 of the league this year. That pick really might not be that far off from what the Bills' first round pick is. Now you have the option of floating your first round pick in 2025 on the table with your pick at 28 to move into top 20, top 15. Dare I say, maybe they try to go for the top 10?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if you told me today Romo Dunze is the starting Bills wide receiver, or you got Brian Thomas Jr. starting next to Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel, you know what? I'm not going to feel that bad about it.
No, not at all. And there's plenty of teams, plenty of relationships that between the, you know, organizations that the Bills can look to use. There's obviously that there's the Giants there at six who might be wanting to take one of those guys themselves. I know that there's a relationship. Somebody was talking about it on Twitter the other day between the Bears front office and the Bills front office, that number nine pick, if Adunze is still there, or even into the later teens for Brian Thomas. They definitely have the ammo now where you can package those picks. And then even next year, if you want to package your number twos and get back up into the first round and get and make a move there, if there's somebody you love, they have the flexibility. It sucks to take the cap hit this year. And it was a reset year before the Diggs move. And now obviously fully reset on paper, but it still feels like this team can be at the top of the conference, the top of the division. If they go get some guys in that wide receiver room to help out the rest of the roster, I still feel pretty good about the way it's set up. I know that that's, you know, we've seen a lot of doom and gloom from both Bills fans and a lot of dancing on the Bills graves from Bills rivals fans all day, but I think it's way premature, and it does put the pressure back on 17 to kind of be the guy that we know he can be, but we've never seen it without Diggs really on the field. There's cherry picking stats going about his first 2 years, whatever. I don't care about those. The fact of the matter is he's only really been a top tier quarterback with Stephon Diggs on the roster. Does that mean Stephon Diggs made him into that? I don't think completely. I think it helped. I think it helped accelerate their his play and everything else. But Allen's put in the work too. And we saw the last 10, 12 weeks of this season when Diggs's production really dropped. And Allen was still an incredibly effective quarterback. So I think that this Bills team is still positioned in the future well. That's Brandon Bean. The one thing he talked about today was, the coaches in here, the players in here, they're looking to win game by game. They want to go in and win every game. I have to look to the future. I have to look to how we be the best team this year, next year, and beyond. And like you said, now next year, I believe it was in the Athletic article from Joe Biscaglia and Diana Russini today, if they cut Von Miller, which is an expected move go in next offseason, and this Stephon Diggs move, they'll have $36 million in cap just from that move. Like, they can be a player again in free agency.
And with all these young guys developing, Dalton Kincaid turning into something, Khalil Shakir turning into something, you still have young James Cook. You'll have hypothetically a first round pick wide receiver joining the table. Like, this is what's exciting to me. Like, across the league, everybody's given up on the Bills. They think it's the end of a window. I'm looking at it as this is the beginning of a window. This is the new window. This is where you're going to have, going forward, Dalton Kincaid, Khalil Shakir, James Cook, and a new number one receiver that are all in their 20s that are going to be young in the prime of their careers behind what is already a decent offensive line in Josh Allen. Like, let's be real. If 20 years ago, somebody said, well, the Colts are going to be losing Marvin Harrison, like, you'd be like, okay, like, that really sucks, but they're going to find somebody else because they have Peyton Manning throwing the ball to them. Like, if you had Tom Brady and you lost Randy Moss or Wes Welker, you're like, you know what, we'll just turn this Julian Edelman dude into a stud because you have the all-pro franchise quarterback already. So that's why I thought the tweet last night was really disrespectful. I just want to say a few things about that. I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's trolling. That wasn't trolling last night. That was him being insecure, seeking out a tweet that wasn't even directed at him. Like, he didn't need to, like, find that tweet. He searched out that tweet. Mm-hmm. And then the person is essentially saying that, yes, Diggs, you've been helpful to Josh Allen's development, but you are not essential to him being a great player moving forward. And for Diggs to say, you sure? What he's basically saying is, I'm insecure enough as a professional football wide receiver, a Pro Bowler, one of the best guys in football, that I'm going to respond to a random person on Twitter with 214 followers. First of all, why does that even bother you? Ignore the person. Like, it's not like you're me who's a nobody and you're just responding to another nobody. You are all pro Stephon Diggs. Ignore it. Number two, when you say you sure, yes, you're trying to stand up for yourself. I saw a lot of people being like, oh, he's just standing up for himself. No, he's basically, while in the process of standing up for himself, saying that the Bills franchise quarterback is only who he is because of him. Mm-hmm. Like, incredibly disrespectful. And think about all the questions Josh Allen has had to answer the last 2 years about their relationship. God, how annoying do you think that is to Josh? And always a stand-up guy to basically just give the professional response. But God, I bet you this stuff has played a bigger toll on the Bills than what a lot of people would want to believe. And the whole he's trolling and the whole, oh, it's nothing, he's just having a fun time. Yes, some of it in the beginning was that. It changed from that mm-hmm. a while ago. And it's just funny how this has divided the fan base. Those are those that have been on Team Diggs and those opposed to Team Diggs. And now we can just move forward, figure out what we're going to do at wide receiver, and move on and hopefully not have this type of drama because it's unnecessary. There's really no point to it. It's all manufactured. And regardless of if the media sensationalized it or not, Diggs had every opportunity to shut it down, nip it in the bud, never did.
Very well said. And this is a great point from David on YouTube. Think about it this way. Diggs disappeared for the second half of the season 2 years in a row and never showed up in the playoffs. The playoff stats are pretty damning. And, you know, I've looked at those, and I was, like you just said, there's two sides of this fan base, the Diggs defenders and guys who were against him. I was firmly in the camp of before today. Like, yeah, man, like, I just think, everybody's reading too much into it. I think they'll be here, everything else. But I'm not really broken up today. Like I appreciate everything that he did. I love the time that they had together. It definitely accelerated Allen's development and made this team a contender probably a year too early. They probably weren't ready to be in the AFC Championship in that position when they were that a year ahead of schedule, probably maybe 2 years ahead of schedule. He helped that. He had great production, especially those first couple of years. He was an all pro. Like all these things are true, but Allen can stand on his own as a quarterback. And I think that's a sentiment that from what I've heard from you and from, you know, other Bills media members and people within the know, like they know that Allen believes that about this team and within himself. He's 27 years old, entering the prime of his career. One of the best, if not, you know, 2-3 quarterbacks in the league. That's what we've been waiting for, right? Like when we were talking about the drought days and everything else, we weren't like, oh man, I can't wait till we get a franchise wide receiver at 27 years old in a trade. No, it was the franchise quarterback, and we've had that. Yes, Stephon Diggs helped that, but now is the time to really build around Allen. And I think if he was having to go out there and defend Diggs over and over again, and he could, and you know, if there really were issues with Diggs and him, you know, the last couple of years and more fractures than what we knew in the media or what fans knew, then good on him for keeping his head on straight and just trying to go forward and win football games, because it had to be extremely difficult personally for him to kind of deal with that with a guy who is supposed to be, you know, at least positioned, you know, BFFs and all this other stuff and the dynamic duo and everything else that they
kind of appeared as. And I don't even know, to be honest, about the fractures.
Yeah. And I know.
I don't even know. Like, did Allen have problems? I don't know. Like, I know it probably wasn't all perfect at times. Like, they probably had a working relationship where they got along fine and they did the job. It's just in any work relationship, it kind of wears on you over time, and you kind of get tired of answering for the same person over and over and over again. And so it's one of those things where I think Diggs was the perfect move for the Bills franchise when they brought him in, and that they have seen the writing on the wall and they realized with him, there is not that next level that they were hoping to get to offensively. They have reached their max potential with him. He has now gone to the age of 30, where he's probably going to decline in the future, he might still have another one or two great seasons in Houston, especially with CJ Stroud. But on their offense, where I expect Dalton Kincaid to be a guy with 80 plus catches next year, I expect Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir to both be guys that could get 50 to 60 balls. You're going to probably add a number one receiver through the draft. And then you still have James Cook and Dawson Knox to get involved. There was declining opportunities for him. And as we saw last year, his performance was already starting to drop on the field, whether that be the product of himself not doing as well, whether that be a product of Joe Brady not scheming him open, or maybe he was dealing with a health-related issue, as some people have speculated. Maybe he was playing through something. The point is, it's clear they want a new direction. And rather than spread out these dead caps over multiple years, they're basically saying, you know what? Let's just take it all at once, bite the bullet, and let's see where we can be going forward as Josh hits his 30s, and let's try to still be a top-tier team. If you told me this year they dropped to 10-7, they were in a wild card team, and they had a rookie receiver that had 60 catches, 800 yards, 5 touchdowns, I'd be like, okay, it sucks that we had a little bit of a drop-off, but we put the building blocks. We got the foundation back to where 2025, 2026, 2027, you're back at your best, and you think that you have another Super Bowl window. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think they're dropping the 10-7. I still think they win the AFC East, and I still think they're one of the top teams in the AFC. So I know what the narratives are going to be, and I'm fully ready for battles all offseason about the Bills window, but I think they're going to be okay.
Yep, it's definitely good. The battles are coming, that is for sure, especially from our Jets and Dolphins fans around there. But I'm completely with you. As long as 17's there, this team has a shot to be one of the best teams. And to put the nail in the coffin on this team's 2024 chances before the NFL draft is kind of crazy. We know Brandon Bean, they traded one this year, so 10 picks. He's got some high picks next year. I feel like there's going to be some wheeling and dealing to get this roster. He said, I want to compete. I want to win today to get this roster where it needs to be going forward. And we're going to break it all down. We've got, draft season just got hell of a lot more exciting around here now leading into the next couple of weeks. And we'll be back next Thursday to I'm sure that Stefon Diggs will be a topic next week, depending on what we find out, what reporting is done from the Diggs side and the Bills side in the next week. But Bunt, thank you for joining. We paid the Bills. Shout out to Outlet Liquor, your place to buy a case. Have a good night, folks. Go Bills.